Some athletes train for a marathon, a race just over 26 miles in length. This athlete's family trains for an event that covers over 1,100 miles. The work that goes into that race is today's feature on the American Countryside. It's Alaska's Iditarod Sled Dog Race, a race Barb Reddington says is more tiring for the musher riding the sled than the dogs pulling it.
They're busy training the dogs year-round, so the dogs pretty much keep you in physical condition, mm-hmm. You hope. Having to be standing on the sled day in and day out during the race, this year's time was 9 days, 21 hours for the winning time.
Training takes place year-round. In summer, the sled can be put on wheels and run across the dry ground.
When the musher starts the race, they have 16 dogs. 16 is the maximum to start the race with, 6 is the minimum to finish.
Mushers often begin the race with more dogs to allow younger canines to get the feel for the Iditarod. Each dog undergoes a rigorous checkup before being approved to run.
The tags are different colors every year, but it's the visual ID for being in the race. Besides the tag, they have a microchip, which is done on the day of the EKGs and blood work that every dog undergoes. And the tags are put on by the vet check.
There are over 40 vets on the trail to monitor the dog's health during the race as well. A dog will usually be at least 2 years old before running the race. It's the dogs at the front end of that sled, of course, that are most important to each team.
The lead dogs are the important ones. They keep your team lined out. They know when to turn right or left. It's all voice command. G for right, H for left. Same as horses or mules.
We'll have the rest of the story with Barb next time as we travel the countryside. In Wasilla, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.